Okay, so the mitzvah of the week, and it's in this week's parsha, is Ahavat or Ahavas Hager. Now, you start from the very beginning, which is, what's the definition of a ger? So for the purpose of today's shiur, most instances when we refer to ger, we mean a ger tzedek, a convert, who is literally by definition a regular Jew, which sort of leads to one of the issues we want to discuss. And that is, well, if the whole purpose of conversion is to be a regular Jew, then why does the Torah identify them separately from time to time? So for example, we're going to discuss the mitzvah of Ahavat Hager. Now, the mitzvah of Ahavat Hager sounds suspiciously like another mitzvah that applies to all Jews, namely, V'ahavta to l'recha kamocha. Right, so one of the issues we have to discuss is, it's true, from time to time you have overlapping mitzvahs. You know, sometimes we have this thing, lavar ala b'shnei lavim, meaning the Torah wanted to make it more asur, so it asured it more than once. Or the Torah wanted to make it a bigger mitzvah, so it, you know, listed the mitzvah more than once. But hopefully what we want to see today is there may be something unique about the mitzvah of Ahavas Geirim that goes above and beyond the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. Now, of course, the word ger has another meaning, and that is stranger. Now, those two terms overlap in the case of converts, because if you're a convert, you know, you are a stranger. And sometimes the Torah uses the word ger to mean stranger. My assumption is when the Torah says, as we'll see in the Psukim when we look at the sheet, you know, ki geirim heyitem be'eretz Mitzrayim, you should love geirim because you were geirim in Egypt. We were not really converts in Egypt. The word ger doesn't really work in the halachic sense when you discuss who we used to be. Okay, so that's one issue we want to discuss, the relationship between, you know, strangers and geirim, but particularly why you would want to have two mitzvahs. If there's a mitzvah v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, then why would we also need another mitzvah in Taryag, which is Ahavat Hager, when a convert is in fact a full-fledged Jew and falls under the category and is included in the regular mitzvah of the Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha? Okay, a second question we want to discuss is the source for this mitzvah. We'll see. That there are two psukim in the Torah that deal with loving geirim. One is in Parshas Kedoshim, one is in this week's Parsha. We're about to see this week's Parsha is the one that's quoted by most Moneh HaMitzvos and most Mefarshim. We need to figure out why that is. Okay, another question, which maybe we'll touch on depending on the time, maybe we won't, is when does the mitzvah start? Meaning there's a mitzvah to love geirim. Is that only after the person converts? Or is that part of the process? A person comes to Beis Din and says, I want to convert. Now, look, they're not yet a convert, but could the mitzvah apply there, or could it be part of the process? This, although I want to stay away from it, is a huge issue, you know, in the state of Israel today, and generally speaking, in terms of our relationships with converts. Okay, that's another point. And a final point, aside from the philosophy, might be the question of how far does the mitzvah go? Meaning, we assume the mitzvah applies to a person who converts. But what about that person's children? What about that person's grandchildren? On the one hand, they were born Jewish. On the other hand, you know, I think they're identified as, or they grow up with the understanding and the feeling that they come from a family of converts. That's another question to be discussed. Okay, but let's start at the very beginning with the psukim in this week's parsha. And they're interesting. The psukim start as follows. In the first source, Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Ki Hashem Elokeichem hu Elokeho Elokim v'Adoneho Adonim, Hakel ha-Gadol ha-Gibor v'Hanora, Asher lo yisafanim v'lo yikach shochad. So really, it's like a very beautiful and famous pasuk describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is the God of all gods. A bunch of words we should recognize from the beginning of Shmona Esrei. HaKel HaGadol HaGibor VeHanora. Asher lo yisaf fanim v'lo yikach shochat. Who doesn't favor and cannot be bribed. Okay, but of course, to a certain extent, he does favor Geirim. But let's see. Describes God. Next pasuk, Yudches. Osem mishpat yasom va'almana, God deals justly with widows and orphans. Ve'ohev ger latet lo lechem v'simla, and not like the first pasuk would lead us to believe, God loves geirim, and let's say here it means converts. Okay, and he gives them clothing and he gives them food. He gives them lechem v'simla, and now us. Va'ahavtem et hager, that's a verb. You must or you should love, we'll go with the word converts here, even though it's a little difficult. Ki geirim hayitem be'eretz Mitzrayim. Okay, you should love converts because you yourselves were converts in Egypt. So what? Or you were strangers in Egypt. So what? So Rashi says, it's not that helpful. Rashi says, Mum shebecha al tomar lechavercha. If you have a particular blemish, meaning if you, we, the Jewish people, were once strangers, we should not point it out. We should not point that out to other people. Presumably, we should be sensitive to that fact. We were once strangers, and so we should be sensitive and particularly good to strangers. Now, again, if you've noticed, right, I keep bouncing back and forth between converts and strangers, because I think that they're sort of used interchangeably here, even though this is the halachic source for the mitzvah, the bolded words, va'ahavtem et hager, that is the halachic source for the mitzvah d'oraisa of loving geirim. And the mitzvah d'oraisa of loving geirim, at least in its strictest sense, relates to converts. It does not relate to people who are visiting from out of town, although we'll see later the Chinuch thinks it might. Okay, so those are the psukim in our parsha. Again, the strange part is most of these psukim are descriptions of God, and then eventually you get to the fact that it almost reads like, even though it doesn't say it, you know, God loves geirim, therefore you should love geirim, and by the way, you were once geirim, so you should be particularly sensitive to it. Okay, so there is this kind of strange emphasis on the behavior of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it ends simply in Va'avtem et hager. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa to love converts. Okay, everything's fine. The question is, why is this mitzvah, why is the source in this week's parsha, in source number one, when the pasuk in source number two in Parsha's Kedoshim seems like a better source and comes first in the Torah? Let's read it together. Source number two says the Torah, V'chi yagur itcha ger ba'artzechem lo tonu oto. Again, if a stranger, or more likely, if a convert lives with you, you should not afflict him. Rather, ke'ezrach mikem yihye lachem hager. I don't know what that is. It should say hagar itchem. Ve'ahav talo kamocha ki geirim heyitem be'eretz Yisrael ani Hashem Elokeichem. The simple reading of the pasuk is, don't treat him differently. Rather, ke'ezrach mikem yelachem hager hagar b'itchem. You should treat him exactly as you would treat any other Jew. He should be part of the Jewish people. This really reads more like a source. You know, the pasuk in source number one in this week's parasha, okay, love geirim. I don't know what that means. But this one, I do know what it means. You should treat geirim exactly as you treat other Jews. And v'ahavta lo kamocha reads so much like v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. Right? It's hard to miss that point. You do have the same thing, ki geirim eitem eretz Yitzrayim. But overall, you know, in reading the two sources, it strikes me that the better source, the source that reads more like a halachic obligation, is the pasuk in Vayikra, in Kedoshim and not the pasuk in this week's parsha. Okay, and then just to make it clear what we're talking about, you know, source number three is the more famous pasuk, also in Parshas Kedoshim. Lo tikom v'lo titart b'nei amecha ve'ahavta l're'acha kamocha ani Hashem. Okay, so there too, ve'ahavta l're'acha kamocha, it reads exactly like ve'ahavta lo kamocha, and it makes us think that, you know, these are two mitzvos that apply. I guess you would say ve'ahavta l're'acha kamocha is the bigger circle, and within that big circle is a smaller circle that applies only to Gerim, and that's the mitzvah of Ahavat HaGer. Okay, so having seen those psukim and having set us up basically as the way we have it now is there's two psukim. The source that we'll see in the Rambam that's chosen by most is the first pasuk in this week's parasha of Ahavat HaGer. And that leaves us with the question of why that's the source, and the other question of, do we really need two mitzvos? Why is it not included in V'ahavta and V'ahavta L'recha Kamocha? Okay, so let's read the Rambam together. Here's the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, number 207, says the Rambam as follows. V'hamitzvah HaReish Zayin, hi shetzivanu le'ehovet hagerim. There's a mitzvah to love converts. V'amaro yitaleh, and that's the pasuk in this week's parsha in source number one, va'ahavtem et hager. Now, the Rambam is aware of our issue. Isn't this exactly the same as the mitzvah of v'ahavta l'recha kamocha? So says the Rambam, va'af al pi shahaya nichlal b'zega am Yisrael ba'amro v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, says the Rambam, and you're right. The ger would have been included in the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. How do I know this? L'fisha zeha ger, ger tzedek, because this is a righteous convert. And when you convert, you become a Jew for all purposes. But says the Rambam, aval ba'avur shenichnas b'toratenu, hosif lo hakel ahava, v'yiched lo mitzvah nosefet, since this person wasn't born Jewish, he chose to join the Jewish people, says the Rambam, the Torah is giving him an extra mitzvah. Kimosha asaba azhara ba'onato she'ne'emar v'lotonu ishet amito. He says it's exactly the same as the Lotah says. There's a prohibition on afflicting any Jew. Va'amar, nevertheless, v'ger lotone. And there's a special prohibition on afflicting a convert. Hit barem ilashon ha'gmara she'chayavim ala no'at ona'at ha'ger. Mishum lo tonu ishet amito, umishum v'ger lo toneh. So says the Rambam, just like there are two lo tases relating to afflicting a ger, that of afflicting any Jew, plus one unique to gerim, so too there's a mitzvah to love all Jews, v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, and there's a unique mitzvah which is subsumed within that, that applies also to gerim, and that's va'avtem et hager. At least it looks like that's what the Rambam's saying. And he says, "Kein gam anu chayavim ba'avato mishum v'ahavta l'recha kamocha u'mishum v'ahavtem et hager." Okay, and now the Rambam doubles down, and whenever he doubles down, you should be suspicious of him. He says, "V'zem mivuar ein safek bo." Right, this is so clear; no one can have a doubt about it. Ve'eini yodea echad mimishemana hamitzvah sachal mizeh. I don't know any intelligent person who didn't count this mitzvah. Okay, whenever the Rambam says that, there is somebody who didn't count it, and there is another side. But then, we'll leave that because we'll come back to it. But then you come to something, I think, genuinely odd. The Rambam now acknowledges something that's slightly different than what we've seen till now. Says the Rambam, Uvarov ha-medrashot be'aru. In most medrashim, Chazal explained the following. Shehakel yit alet sivanu al hager kimoshet sivanu al atzmo yit alet. There's something unique about the mitzvah of avat hager, because Chazal make this point over and over again that God wants us to love gerim the way he wants us to love himself. Kimoshet sivanu al atzmo. I used to think atzmo meant me and you, like the mitzvah of v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, that which I would want done for me, other people, I want other people to do for me as well, or I should do for other people. But the Rambam here says, no, what Chazal keep pointing out is that there's some kind of parallel between Ahavat HaGer and Ahavat Hashem. Amar v'ahavta Hashem Elokecha, v'amar v'ahavtem et HaGer. Right? There's some kind of connection between Ahavat Hashem and Ahavat HaGer. Okay? But basically what the Rambam says is, I know your question. Your question is, why do I want to count two mitzvos, V'avtorech kamocha and V'avhem et hager? And the answer is because geirim are very, very important. So we're going to count two mitzvos. And then this separate point, oh, and by the way, loving geirim is compared to loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, that's the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos.
Ellie,
now let's, yes.
Why is it such a chiddush that we can have double up on a mitzvah? Don't we have bayanian, amonos, you know, circumstances where the Torah requires a extra level of care, and you know, differentiates a specific action because of people's circumstance?
Yes and no. Because most of the cases, you know, when you talk about these people, they fit into a different category. Like there's a mitzvah to give tzedakah to aniyim, right? There's not a mitzvah to give tzedakah to ashirim. So you're right and you're wrong. I mean, you're right that sometimes there are overlapping mitzvahs. Look, you could ask the following question. You know, Shabbos is mentioned in the Torah, I don't know, 12 times, 16 times, whatever it is. No one's getting too worked up about that. But in this case, as we're about to see, you know, the Rambam counts each one. Again, we just did Reish Zayin, 207 in the Rambam. 206 in the Rambam is V'ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha. And the Rambam himself finds the need to explain to us why he's counting two separate mitzvahs when clearly they both could have been included in one. You see the same thing in number 5 in Hilchos Deos. Here the Rambam in Hilchos Deos in Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel and Halacha Dalet describes both halachos, and here already I think we'll start to get a hint for why they're not really the same mitzvah. And the Rambam doesn't really see them the same. Look at source number 5. Says the Rambam, mitzvah al kol adam le'ehov et kol echad ve'echad mi Yisrael kigufo. The mitzvah of v'ahavta l'recha, shalem v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. Says the Rambam, the mitzvah of v'ahavta l'recha kamocha is to love other Jews the way you love yourself, lefikach. Therefore, tzarich l'saper bishvacho v'lachos al mamono. Therefore, You want to say good things about him. You want to honor him. You want to be careful not to waste his money. Just like we don't want to lose our own money, and we like when people say nice things about it. And a person who takes pleasure in his friend's failure, right? I think the word is Schadenfreude or Freud. Ein lo chelek la'olam haba. That's pretty horrible. That's harsh, right? A person who takes pleasure in his friend's failure doesn't get olam haba. Okay, but here the Rambam describes what's the mitzvah of v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. Treat others the way you would like to be treated. And here are the examples of how one does that. Okay, compare that to the next halacha. That's our halacha. Says Rambam halacha dalet. Ahavat hager sheba v'nichnas tachat kanfei ashchina shtei mitzvot asei. Says the Rambam, with respect to geirim, there are two mitzvot asei. One, achat, mipnei shehu bichlal reim. One is the din in halacha gimel, because he's part of the Jewish people, and therefore he's part of the mitzvah v'yohavta l'recha kamocha. Va'achat mipnei shehu ger, v'hatorah amra va'ahavtem et hager. The second mitzvah is because he's a ger, he's a convert, and the Torah says a separate mitzvah to love the ger, the pasuk in this week's parsha. Now the Rambam explains a little bit more. He says, tziva al ahavat hager, kimo she'tziva al ahavat atzmo. Similar language, what we saw in the Sefer HaMitzvah, says the Rambam, God commands us to love the convert the way he commands us to love himself, capital H. Shene'ema ve'ahavto et Hashem Elokecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Atzmo Ohev Geirim, Shene'ema ve'ohev Geir, just like God loves converts, you're supposed to love converts. And you're supposed to love converts the way you love God. Now, what's missing from this halacha, it's not really parallel, even though the Rambam pretends that it is. It's not really parallel with the previous halacha. The previous halacha says, "Viz a mitzvah v'ahavt l'recha kamocha," which means treating other Jews the way you would like to be treated. And the Rambam gives examples. Then halacha dalad, the Rambam says, "This is a special mitzvah to love converts, and loving converts should be done the way you love God." Now, the way you love God is generally not seen as action-based. I mean, of course, one of the ways you show your love of God is by keeping the Torah. But for the most part, it's really an emotional mitzvah. You're supposed to find a way to connect to God. You're supposed to find a way to emotionally relate to God, unrelated to mitzvahs, unrelated to actions. That's different than the mitzvah of the ahavt l'recha kamocha as described in the previous halacha. Okay, so we're starting to see that it may be that there's a difference between ahavt l'recha kamocha, loving all Jews, and the mitzvah of ahavat hager. But before we finish this point, let's look at the sefer mitzvahs of Rav Sadia Gaon, who may or may not count this as a mitzvah. And if he does, he certainly sees the mitzvah differently than the Rambam. Okay, now Rav Sadia Gaon wrote like a poem. It's impossible to, his Sefer HaMitzvot is just a long poem. It's impossible to parse it. But Rav Perla, you know, wrote three volumes on Rav Sadia Gaon's Sefer HaMitzvot. He figured it all out. And so almost anything you see on Rav Sadia Gaon is not Rav Sadia Gaon himself, but it's Rav Perla's sort of explanation. So he has in his Asin, in Mitzvah Sase Pei Beis, in source number 6, where the cursor is, picking up in the middle, it's a very long piece. It says, Ve'im Kain, Yihyeh Inyan HaMitzvah, what's the mitzvah of Ahavat HaGer, if there is a mitzvah? D'chol Ger Shenitkayer, V'kibel Alav Et Kol Divrei Batorah, or HaTorah, Chayavin LaHashvoto L'chol Mishpatav V'dinav LiYisrael Gamor. Says Rav Sadia Gaon, if you're a Ger Tzedek and you've accepted upon yourself the mitzvah satorah, the mitzvah of Ahavat HaGer is to treat you exactly the same way as you treat other Jews. It's something like, he doesn't finish a sentence, but I think what it means is, you know, if a Ger goes to Beis Din and they don't treat him like they would treat a regular Jew, and my guess is, I don't know, maybe it's even they treat him better, right? In a Beis Din, he has to be treated the same as a regular Jew, and obviously they can't treat him worse. V'chein kol adam shehitnahegim hager shelo kimo shenohegim echad miYisrael. Similarly, if you treat a convert differently than you would treat another Jew, Hareze over ba'aseizo, if you do that, you're in violation of a mitzvah sase dichsiv ka ezrach mikem yihyeh ve'ahavta lo kamocha. Now, if you're not paying attention, you'll miss this point. But he says, no, you're supposed to treat Geirim exactly the same way that you're supposed to treat regular Jews. And how do I know that? Because the pasuk says it's a special mitzvah. Ke'ezrach mikem, just like any other Jew, is how you should treat a ger. Ve'ahavta lo kamocha. That, of course, is not source number 1 that the Rambam uses. That's source number 2. That's the pasuk in Kedoshim, right? Ke'ezrach mikem. No, you're supposed to treat a ger exactly the same way as you're supposed to treat a regular Jew. So the pasuk in Kedoshim that made more sense, at least to me, at the beginning, to be the source for this mitzvah, seems to be the source for Rav Sadigon. That doesn't seem to be, it is. Rav Sadigon quotes that pasuk. You're supposed to treat Gerim the way you treat regular Jews. Now, I could be wrong about that, but if you treat Gerim the way you're supposed to treat regular Jews, might that mean you're not allowed to treat them better? So obviously, in a court case, for sure it means that, right? It's general halachos. It means the person is a regular Jew. But I wonder if Rav Sadigon is using the pasuk in Kiddushim because he really sees it that way. He sees the mitzvah as being as treating a convert the same way you would treat another Jew. And yeah, maybe that limits it. You know, maybe he really thinks that if you give the guy shlishi every week, at some point he gets nervous. He feels like, you know, why are you giving me shlishi every week? I appreciate the fact that I'm like anybody else in the shul, but it seems that you're being nicer to me than you are to anybody else in the shul. I can't say that for sure. But what I know for sure is that the Rambam disagrees with Rav Sadigon. And the Rambam disagrees with Rav Sadigon fundamentally. And it has to do with why he uses the pasuk in this week's parsha and not in Kiddushim as the source. And it also has to do with why he compares the mitzvah of Avat HaGer to our love of God and not to our love of other Jews. We'll go back and look at the two Rambams that we saw already, but it's easiest to see it in a very, very, very famous tshuva of the Rambam in Simon in Tshuvas Tuf Mem Ches, where the Rambam wrote a letter to Rav Ovadia Hager, right? It's famous for many, many reasons. The Rambam's letter to Ovadia Hager. Ovadia Hager wrote to the Rambam, thinking, you know, complaining he was being mistreated even by a particular rabbi. The Rambam was furious. The Rambam wrote very, very angry things. And here's what he wrote, amongst other things. Says the Rambam, Da, know the following, where the cursor is in source number 7. Shechova shechiyavtanu ha-Torah al ha-Gerim gidolahi. That the obligation we have to Gerim is very great. Now, I apologize, I forgot to say this at the beginning. I was thinking about it the whole week. I forgot to mention, and I'm sorry for that, that today's shiur is sponsored by Karen and David Federbush. Le'ilui Nishmas, David's father, Uriel Pinchas, Ben Rav Shimon Miriam, Olav HaShalom, whose first yard site is this Sunday, Chaf Gimel Av. I apologize for not saying that at the beginning, especially since I remember Dr. Federbush sitting on the sidelines when me and David played in his dignified way, not yelling too much. Anyway, so our learning should be the Eden Mishnah. Thanks. Okay, let's go on. So, Dasha Chovashi Ravtanu Hatra Lagim Gedolama, says the Rambam, the obligation we have to converts is very, very great. And now he says something really shocking. He says, Al Ha'av Va'al Ha'aim, on our parents, Nitztavinu Bikavodu Mora. We have an absolute obligation to honor our parents and to fear our parents. Va'al ha-nevi'im, and for prophets, lishmo alohem. And with respect to prophets, we have an absolute obligation to be obedient to them. Ve'efshar shi'chabed adam v'yira v'yishma mi she'eino ohavo. And we all know it's possible to obey and to show respect and to fear somebody who we don't love. Va'al hagerim tzivanu be'ahava rabah hamisura lalev. But says the Rambam, with respect to gerim, we are being held to a much higher standard. And that standard is love. Hamisura lalev, real love. Love, the emotional, you know, the emotional feeling. And he doubles down. That's the pasuk in this week's parsha. Va'ahavtem et hager. And now he explains. Kimo shet sivanu le'ehov et shimo. Va'ahavto et Hashem elokecha. Just like we are commanded to love God, we are commanded to love the convert. V'hakadosh baruch hu b'chvodo ohev ger, and God himself loves gerim, sh'nema v'ohev ger latet lo lechem v'simla, that God loves gerim. What's going on in the Rambam? I think now it starts to become clear. It's true, the Rambam thinks that there are two mitzvos that apply to a ger. One is the broad mitzvah of the Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. The second one is the unique mitzvah of Ahavat HaGer. But the Rambam thinks they're not the same mitzvah. With respect to the Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha, I have to treat another person the way I would want to be treated. The Torah doesn't make me love every other Jew. And to be honest, it would be really hard to love every other Jew. But says the Rambam, that's not the case with respect to converts. And now if you go back to source number 4, where my cursor is, right, you look at the bolded words. Hosif lo hakel ahava. We are commanded in an additional level of love for converts, above and beyond what we're commanded to do for other Jews. For other Jews, it's an issue of how we treat them, and we have to treat them well. But for the Rambam, for Gerim, it's not a question just of how we treat them. It's a question of literally loving them. And again, when you go down to the Rambam, the Yad HaChazak in source number 5, so with respect to the Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha, he says it's kigufo. You have to treat another person the way you would want to be treated. But with respect to Gerim, the bolded words, Tziva al ahavat hager kemo shetziva al ahavat atzmo. God doesn't need me to lend him sugar, and God doesn't need me to give him my seat in shul. God wants me to love him. And here I think it's revealed. The Rambam says it's a completely different mitzvah. The Ahavat L'Recha Kamocha is an action-based mitzvah. Ahavat Hager is an emotion-based mitzvah, not like Rav Sadia Gaon. It's not a mitzvah to treat converts the way we treat other Jews. It's a mitzvah to love converts more than we love other Jews. And sort of philosophically, you know, it makes complete sense. It's hard to love every other Jew. But when you meet a person who converted, you know, converted, it's so impressive, right? It's so overwhelming. The Piazetzner, the Eish Kodesh, wrote a religious diary, literally letters to God. And at some point, I think on his 30th birthday, I could be making that up, but I think so. You know, he wrote to God, I love you so much that I wish I had been born a Gentile and I could have converted. Because if I could convert, you know, that would really show my love for you. I think when we meet a Ger Tzedek, and I have to say, in my experience, there are more Gerim in Israel than there are in America. I just, my own sense seems to be that, well, if you're going to turn your life upside down and you're going to throw out all your dishes and you, you know, start living by a new set of rules, well, you might as well move to Israel. But it just seems to me like, you know, I meet these people all the time, but it's overwhelming. You meet a person like that, you know, who gave up his whole life and basically, you know, became a stranger and a convert at the same time, says the Rambam, that's much different via Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. And then, of course, not only do we understand the Rambam's references to loving God, right, as being the model of loving Gerim, we also understand why the Rambam could not use the Pasuk in Kedoshim as his source. Because Rav Sadia Gaon is right. In Kedoshim, it sounds like, Ke'ezrach mikem yihyeh lachem hager, hagar itchem, ve'ahavta lo kamocha. The psukim in Kedoshim seem to say, you're supposed to welcome and treat Gerim the way you would treat any other Jew. And I think the Rambam said, yeah, that's fine. Of course that's true. That's the result of the Ger having converted. But above and beyond that, says the Rambam, there's an additional mitzvah of treating the ger and loving the ger more than and better than you do other Jews. And so, you know, I don't know, if you're in shul and somebody, you know, there's not enough seats and you want to give up your seat, I suppose the answer is, for the Rambam, you know, if there's two people standing, one is a born Jewish and one is a ger, you should probably give up your seat to the ger. For Rav Sadi Gaon, no, you have to give up your seat for a Jew. They're both Jewish. Okay, so decide who you want to give your seat to. But I think for the Rambam, no, there's something different. There's a higher level of behavior. And even though, my heart is with the Rambam, not that he needs my support, you know, there's also something to the Rav Sadi Gaon position, which is if you treat him extra special, that also might make him uncomfortable. You know, it's hard to know. And generally speaking, you know, you don't know. You really don't. I remember sitting in the Bnei Yeshurun social hall at a bar mitzvah many years ago, and some guy at the table was describing a game that he had watched. And so separately, I said to Elka, it was a Friday night game. I don't know why he's bragging about it. And she said to me, he's a ger. And you meet these people, and you know, it's really impressive when you meet them, and it's really impressive when they're part of the community. So I think that at core, that's the machlokas between Rambam and Rav Sadi Gaon. Now, the Chinuch follows the Rambam as he normally does, but has two really, really interesting additions that you don't see elsewhere. In source number 8, says the Chinuch, Va'over alea umitza'er otam, the person who, God forbid, you know, causes problems for a convert, or he's lazy in terms of helping them or saving their money, he doesn't honor them, mitzad shehem geirim ve'ein lahem ozer ba'uma bitel asezeh. That's a cool line. The chinuch limits the mitzvah. The chinuch says, if you're not nice to a person, you don't know anything about him, you're not nice to the person, so probably you're in violation of the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. But you're only in violation of the mitzvah of Ahavat HaGer if you know that the guy is a convert. And you think to yourself, because he's a convert, he doesn't have much support in the community, you know, so I'm going to help all the cool people, I'm going to help all the rich people, I'm going to help all the popular people, this guy doesn't have anybody. Says the Chinuch, that's when you're in violation of the mitzvah of Ahavat HaGer. If you just treat him poorly, because sadly, you treat all people poorly, so you're in violation of Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. But if you treat him poorly because he's a ger, now you're in violation of two mitzvahs. And now the Chinuch expands it further. And this is where I think the definition of ger as a convert and the definition of ger as a stranger come together. Says the Chinuch, it's classic Chinuch. V'yesh lanu lilmod min ha-mitzvah ha-yikara hazot l'rachem al adam shehu bi'ir she'ino eretz moladato u'makom mishpachat avotav. Says the Chinuch, if I'm going to ask myself what stands behind this mitzvah of loving the stranger or loving the convert, it's that he's new. He doesn't have a support network. You know, he's not part of the group of people who people are aware of in shul. So says the Chinuch, if that's the case, we can learn from this mitzvah to be special, especially nice to strangers. People who move into town, people who don't have a support network, people who've moved from where their families are. And we won't make him go around and then take a longer route. The Torah tells us in the mitzvah of Avat HaGer, and it's such a beautiful chinuch, he says, just look behind. Yes, you could read it narrowly as if it only applies to a convert, but of course it applies to more than that, says the chinuch. And if we start behaving this way, then of course, classic chinuch, God will be nicer to us when he sees us being nice to those people who need us, who need our help, then God will be nicer to us. And God's blessing will land on us. Says the Chinuch, and you get this because the Torah keeps mentioning we were geirim be'eretz Yitzrayim. He's kir lanu Shekvar nichvinu bitzar hagadol hahu. We've literally been scorched by the terrible feeling of being alone in a land. Sheyesh lechalish haroet atzmo b'toch anashim zarim u'be'aretz nachriya. You see, you know the pain of somebody who's new to a land and who's not being cared for. U'bezachreinu godel da'agat haleib sheyesh b'davar. V'chikvar avar aleinu v'hashem b'chasadav hotzienu misham. Yichmeru rachameinu al kol adam shehu kein. Says the Chinuch, the reason why the Torah keeps saying, remember that you used to be a gerim in Eretz Mitzrayim, is not because you were converts in Eretz Mitzrayim, because you were strangers. And you understand the pain. And you understand the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking out particularly for strangers. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it, you should do it as well. And this leads us to another point, which we've kind of fudged till now. And that is the references to HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Geirim, therefore you should love Geirim. That, of course, comes back to a mitzvah we've discussed before, you know, Mahu Af Ata Lihidamot Bidarke Hakel, in Latin, right, Imitat Yodei, the idea that we have a mitzvah to imitate God. And whenever we see God doing something, or whenever we see that God has particular mercy and a particular soft spot, for Geirim, and the Chinuch here hints that it's not just converts, it's strangers, it's people who are alone, then we should learn from that to treat them that way as well. Okay? That's the Chinuch. Now, one more minor point before we get to the end. The Minchas Chinuch, right on that mitzvah, raises the question I mentioned at the beginning.
Ellie?
Yes.
Just the way the Chinuch expanded the mitzvah for people who are new to a town, but the lashon of dagas alev, you know, you mentioned people who are lonely. Can that apply also? People are going through a difficult time, depression, whatever it is, that reaching out to people, that's part of it or not necessarily?
Yeah, no, it's got to be. I think it's a third level, but I think it's got to be. You know, again, it has to do with your approach to mitzvos. And the Chinuch had a very broad approach. The Chinuch, obviously, this is the mitzvah, okay? But let's look behind the mitzvah. The rationale for the mitzvah is the following. Now, once I understand the rationale, the Chinuch does this very often. I could either try to limit the mitzvah or I could expand the mitzvah. And the Chinuch, this is classic what he does. The Chinuch is saying, if I'm right about why God cares about this, then it makes complete sense that it should include a person who just made aliyah, you know, to your town and he doesn't know anybody, right? Now, I think if you push the Chinuch to the wall, he would say the narrow mitzvah d'oraisa is a convert, but the broader mitzvah d'oraisa is a stranger. And I think, yeah, if the case is it's a stranger because he doesn't have a support group and because he's alone and because it's so difficult for him, then of course, you know, somebody in your town who you know is alone, it doesn't matter. It's a technicality. He was born in Teaneck. The technicality is Jewish. The guy's suffering. Of course, the Chinuch would say there's a special mitzvah for him. Okay, quickly. Minchas Chinuch, source number 9. He says, V'gam lo nitba'er ad kama nikra ger. That's the question I raised at the beginning. Says the Chinuch, Minchas Chinuch, I don't know for how long the mitzvah of ahavat ha-ger applies. Im hu levado nichnas ladat. Does it apply just to him, right? The sense you get is, if he converted at 13 when he's 90, the mitzvah still applies to him. O im gam banav acharav, or does it apply to his children as well? V'lo nit ba'er ad kama dorot heim gerim. Says the Minchas Chinuch, I can't find a source that makes clear for how many generations the mitzvah applies. Now, we won't read the rest because we'll run out of time, but the Chinuch essentially says that, look, if you marry another ger, or if your child marries another ger, then clearly the mitzvah continues. At some point, if they're two, you know, Jewish-born people, there might be an argument for the fact that the mitzvah doesn't continue. But I think what seems pretty obvious is that children of gerim know that they're children of gerim, at least in my experience. And it seems obvious that the mitzvah would apply to them. You know, does it stretch to your grandparents? My guess is it does not stretch to your great-grandparents, just in my experience, of the people you meet. But I think if your parents converted, and again, where we live in Efrat, there are a lot of converts, and you were born Jewish, but your parents are having difficulty navigating the system. It's almost like Lahavdil. You know, if your parents made Aliyah and you remember it, you're still an Oleh, right? Your parents made Aliyah and you were born in Israel, but you grew up in a house where everything was new. You're probably, you know, you're still an Oleh because you grew up in that kind of society and you're aware of the fact that you don't have deep roots in the country. I think it's the same thing for Gerim. You know, I couldn't tell you exactly how many generations, but it strikes me that the children of Gerim for sure know that their parents converted and therefore, you know, are living with that and the mitzvah should apply to them. Okay. In terms of what we've seen till now, we saw that there are two sources for the mitzvah. There's the psukim in Kedoshim, there's the psukim in Akev, right? The Rambam uses the psukim in Akev again because I believe that the Rambam thinks that the mitzvah of Ahavat HaGer goes well beyond the mitzvah of the Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. Therefore, it needs its own pasuk, and it requires of us a love of Gerim that the Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha does not require of other Jews. That's an action-based mitzvah. Ahavat HaGer would be an emotion-based mitzvah. Rav Sadyagon thinks the opposite. He thinks the source is Ka'azrach Mikem. You should treat Gerim exactly the way you would treat other Jews. Therefore, he uses as a source the psukim in Kedoshim. We saw that the chinuch expands it well beyond Gerim to include strangers, which makes complete sense. How long it goes is a question the Minchas Chinuch raises. Now, let's do one last source, and then maybe I'll go on a rant. The last, so just to get a sense, when you look in Shulchan Aruch, it's the same thing in the Rambam. It's a little different than we would have thought. Here's the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Gerim in Yoredeya, Reish Samaches, the last source. Kishaba lehitgayer omrim lo. We haven't dealt with the question of, I can just tell you, there is a sefer, the Rokeah, I think it's the Rokeah, says that the mitzvah of Ahavat HaGer includes, I'm sorry, it's a Zohar Rokeah, that the mitzvah of Ahavat HaGer includes, you know, when a ger comes to Beis Din. Okay, now let's talk about that for a second. What happens when a ger comes to Beis Din? So, kishaba lehitgayer omrim lo, ma ra'ita shabata lehitgayer. The Beis Din says, hey, why do you want to convert? Don't you know that it's such a miserable thing to be a Jew? There's anti-Semitism. Person says, I know. And really, I'm not worthy of being a Jew, but I want it. Then mikablim oto miyad. Accept him immediately. This is much different than we would think. And only then, umodiim oto ikre hadat. And only then do you tell him, what do you tell him? The basics of Judaism. Shehu yichud Hashem v'yisur avodat kochavim. Umarichini mo b'davar ze. Okay, and then you tell him, umodiim oto, shockingly, mitzvat, miktzat mitzvat kalot umiktzat mitzvot chamurot. Right? You don't make him learn Yoredeya. Person's not coming to be a rabbi or not coming to be a rebbetzin, not going to be a posek. You don't teach him Hilchos Netilas Yadayim. You don't ask him, what bracha do you make on an ice cream sandwich? You tell him the basics, because the person wants to be Jewish. Okay? Now, this is obviously different than the world that we live in. It really is. You know, now you have to prepare, no matter what the Beis Din, you know, you have to learn things and things that Jews who were born Jewish don't need to know. And, you know, Henry, could you shut off the recording so I could speak openly? Well, it's pretty clear that I'm never going to